अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि,
अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि,
पर्जन्यादन्न संभवः,
पर्जन्यादन्न संभवः,
यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो, यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो, यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः,
यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः,
अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि,
अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि,
पर्जन्यादन्न संभवः,
पर्जन्यादन्न संभवः,
यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो,
यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो,
यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः,
यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः,
अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि,
अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि,
पर्जन्यादन्न संभवः,
पर्जन्यादन्न
यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो,
यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो,
यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः, एनीवन वुड लाइक टू रिसाइट Give one Telugu Bhagavad-gita to Mata Devi. There are so many Telugu Bhagavad-gita. Parjanyadanna sambhavah. Yajnabhavati parjanyo. Thank you.
Yajnakarma samudbhavah.
अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि,
पर्जन्यादन्न संभवः,
यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो, यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः,
अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि,
पर्जन्यादन्न संभवः, यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो, यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः, अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि, पर्जन्यादन्न संभवः, यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो, यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः, अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि, पर्जन्यादन्न संभवः, यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो, यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः, माताजीस् अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि, पर्जन्यादन्न संभवः, यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो, यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः, अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि, पर्जन्यादन्न संभवः, यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो,
यज्ञकर्म समुद्भवः,
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग्स, अन्नात् फ्रॉम ग्रेन्स, भवन्ति ग्रो, भूतानि द मटेरियल बॉडीज, पर्जन्यात् फ्रॉम रेन्स, अन्ना अ फूड ग्रेन्स, संभवः प्रोडक्शन, यज्ञात् फ्रॉम द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस, भवति बिकम्स पॉसिबल, पर्जन्यः रेन, यज्ञः परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ यज्ञ कर्म प्रेस्क्राइब्ड ड्यूटीज समुद्भवः बॉर्न ऑफ ट्रांसलेशन ऑल लिविंग बॉडीज सब्सिस्ट ऑन फूड ग्रेन्स विच आर प्रोड्यूस्ड फ्रॉम रेन्स रेन्स आर प्रोड्यूस्ड बाय परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ यज्ञ सैक्रिफाइस सो नाउ इट इज रेनिंग नो relevant verse no and yagya is born of prescribed duties I will read relevant portion of the purport not full purport because lot of this purport is connected to the previous verse second paragraph of the purport food grains or vegetables are factually eatables the human being eats different kinds of food grains which vegetables, fruits, etc. and the animals eat the refuse of the food grains and vegetables, grass, plants, etc. Human beings who are accustomed to eating meat and flesh must also depend on the production of vegetation in order to eat the animals. Therefore, ultimately we have to depend on the production of the field and not on the production of big factories. The field production is due to sufficient rain from the sky. And such rains are controlled by demigods like Indra, Sun, Moon, etc. And they are all servants of the Lord. The Lord can be satisfied by sacrifices. Therefore, one who cannot perform them will find himself in scarcity. That is the law of nature. Yajna, specifically the Sankirtan Yajna prescribed for this age must therefore be performed to save us at least from scarcity of food supply. ओम ज्ञानति मिलन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाखय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतवेदान्त श्री अद्वैतवेदान्त हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे इन 1976 Srila Prabhupada came to Hyderabad. We are near to Hyderabad now. And for many years there was drought in this area. There was no water, there was no food, drink. Prabhupada did many programs in the city. And many people came to maybe you can sit a little backside and for Mataji's also they need some translation right together they can so some you can take that mat approach mat yeah you all come little front Come front now. So, one reporter in Hyderabad asked Srila Prabhupada, Are you Dvaita or Advaita? He asked. Then Prabhupada, he replied, We will discuss Dvaita and Advaita later. First, there is no water and food here. Let's discuss how to bring food and water. Or how to bring rain here. Bhagavad Gita is practical, he says. Then he quoted this verse. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhava yajnyad bhavati parjanyo yajna karma samudbhava. It is not that We should not discuss Dvaita and Advaita. But what Prabhupada wanted to emphasize is that Bhagavad Gita not only gives spiritual knowledge, it also gives material knowledge. It also gives material knowledge, how to live in this world. So, So we see throughout Bhagavad Gita, all these things are discussed. What to eat, what not to eat. What is eatable, what is not eatable. When to sleep, how much to sleep. All this knowledge is given in Bhagavad Gita. So we will discuss, we will come to know more in detail in the course of our discussion that why Lord Krishna has to give this knowledge also. About eating, sleeping, mating, everything, all these things. Now before we go ahead, I would like to ask a question. Who is more important? Farmer is more important or engineer is more important? Farmer is more important. Any other questions? Engineer means you all know? Gurukula boys, that's why I wrote the definition here for Gurukula boys, because they won't know anything. They are kept here in the cage. In the cage. A person whose job involves designing and building engines should be engines. Yeah, engines. So building engines, machines, roads, bridges, etc. So there are many varieties of engineers are there. Those who build, those who design and build engines and machines, they are called as mechanical engineers. And those who build roads and bridges, they are called as civil engineers. Then there are software engineers, those who make softwares for computer, to run computer, to run mobiles, So they make programs, write programs. So nowadays software engineers are very popular now. They are highly paid. So different kinds of engineers are there. Now our question is, who is more important? Whether engineer is more important or a farmer is more important? So Gurukula boys, who is more important? Engineer is more important or farmer is more important? Farmer means you all know? Farmer means one who works in the field to produce grains. Farmer is more important? So everyone agrees that farmer is more important. Now I would like to ask question, why farmer is more important?
Because he produces grains so that we can fill our stomach and we get the strength and we can sustain our life. Without hungry stomach we cannot build the buildings.
Build the buildings, roads. So any other answer why farmer is more important? He is dependent on rain. That's why he is important. Just tell little more extra. Little more. Tell for that. Correct it is. Tell. Means engineer is not deaf. He is dependent on market or something like that, right? He purchases food. That is also correct. I'll come to this point also later. Any other answers? So more or less all of you agree that farmer is more important. And why he is more important? Because he produces food grains. Among all the things which we produce, food grains are most important. Right or not? It is more important than is this mobile or some machine, engineer, two-wheeler. More important than two-wheeler. Producing food grains is. That is what Lord Krishna also is telling here. Annad bhavanti bhutani. This first line you see. All living entities subsist on food grains. That's why farmer is more important. Now, living entities do not subsist on nuts, bolts, cement, or you know, some mobiles or chips. Can you eat them and leave? Is it possible to eat and leave? Nuts, bolts, mobiles, chips. Is it possible? No, no. Therefore, farmers are more important because we all live on food grains. Some people may say that, no, we don't need food grains. We will eat, kill animals, you know, eat meat and live, like that they may say. So, but even they also depend, they are also dependent on food grains. Why? Because those animals which they cut and eat, they eat, you know, like Prabhupada here he says, human beings eat different kinds of food grains, vegetables, fruits, etc. And the animals eat the refuse of food grains, vegetables, grass, plants. Right? Like now we have grown here some maka, you know, this corn. So we will take the corn and remaining portion of the corn, you know, animals, they eat. So in this way, indirectly, those who are meat eaters, they are also dependent on food grains. You got the point? So ultimately, everyone has to depend on food grains. And not that, of course, those who are meat eaters, they only eat meat. They also eat bread along with, or chapati with that, or, right or not. So, or rice. It's not that they just eat meat. There are some there previously, or now also they must be existing, we don't know. Previously, there were some cannibals, or some rakshasas, we have, we get the descriptions in Puranas and Mahabharata, etc. Ramayana, who will only eat animals, human beings, and live. So, in this way, everyone is dependent on food grains, therefore farmers are more important. Now I'll ask next question. Why in modern society engineers are more given importance, right? In modern society engineers are more given importance, no? For example, if you go to any school and ask them what you want to become in your life, what is your goal of life, what is it? No one will say, I want to become farmer, right? Anyone says, I want to become farmer in your school when teacher or somebody asked? So anyone said that, I want to become farmer? No one said, no? All will say, I want to become doctor, engineer, or what else, lawyer, and pilot. What they say? What else they say?
Astronaut,
software engineer, scientist. They want to go to Mars. So like that, no one would like to, they will not say farmer. Then why they give so much importance to engineers than farmers in modern society? But without eating, can you do sense gratification? And eating good food is not sense gratification? Good ghee, good milk. Traditionally, Charvaka said, Ranam karta, gratam pibet, yava jivet, sukam jivet, bhasmi bhutasya dehasya kutapunaragamano bhavet. So Charvaka, he said that, beg, borrow, steal, get ghee, buy ghee or get ghee, and enjoy. If you say, oh, then I have to, again, I will have karmic reaction if I beg, borrow, steal, and I have to come back to this world to repay back whatever I have. You see, in the according to law of karma, if you have borrowed money from someone, if you don't pay back and die before paying back, you will again take birth to pay back that. that person whom from whom you have taken money, he may appear as your son and ask, you know, take away all the money. What they do, sons? They squander money, that's all. They squander money, no? Right? So, if someone says like that, what Charvaka says? Don't bother, there is no life after death. Basmi bhutasya dehasya. Once this body becomes ash, basmi means ash. Once it becomes ash, basmi bhutasya dehasya, kuta punaravam. Where is the question of again coming back? Like that he says. So most of the modern day people are followers of Charvaka. So they simply, they don't know that there is life after death. So this is the only life we live in. So he, you know, beg, borrow, steal or enjoy sense gratification, like that they say. So why they give more importance to engineers? Basically it is ignorance. Ignorance. Why ignorance? Because even they do not know what, in opposed to ignorance is knowledge. In Bhagavad Gita, if you see, knowledge begins with understanding of self. So Krishna says, no, in the Dhira, Pandita, these words come, you know. So one who knows the self, knowledge of the self or self-realization, he is, that is, he is learned person, and that is knowledge, knowledge of self. So that is beginning of knowledge. Apart from that, below everything, whatever is there, it's just ignorance it is. Still, even on material platform or so, modern day people are in completely ignorance. They do not know what is actually sense gratification. They say engineers are better. Why? Because they can provide sense gratification, but that is illusion it is. Why? Because engineers cannot actually give sense gratification. These modern day people, they do not know actual sense gratification. What is Vishaya? What is sense gratification? Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya, Maitunamcha. So this is Vishaya, this is sense gratification. But do we have good food? Do we have sleep? Now engineers work day and night, even in the night shifts they work. Factories means so many, three shifts they run factories, companies and factories. So they don't have good sleep. They don't have good family life. Man, woman, they don't have time for each other, children. They cannot have more children. So now they are promoting, don't have children because it will hamper your career, they say, women. So they do not have family life. There is no security, so much insecurity feeling. Anytime, so they take so much. To live in the city, you need car. You need, if you are living here, to go to a farm, you don't need a car, you know, right or not. You don't need a car. If you have milk, food, everything available locally, if you have Goshala, you don't have to go to Kumaragodam to bring car also, milk also, sorry. Even that can be done by bullock carts. So, we don't have bullock cart, of course, I am not blaming you people. So, in this way, we don't need, but in the city you need car. You need an apartment, you need to live in an apartment. So, nowadays to get, in Bombay, if you want to get a one bedroom house, 40 lakh, 50 lakh rupees, sometime 80 lakh rupees also, in certain areas. 80 lakh rupees. And what happens, these foolish fellows, engineers, they take loan, house loan, car loan, and for their children education loan. And then what happens? So they will always be tensed when, oh, if I lose my job, I'll be finished. What they will, how they will, every month they have to pay 30,000, 40,000 rupees to bank. They'll be always tensed. Therefore they will night, they to satisfy their boss, they will day and night they will work. So do they have actually happy life, happy sense gratification? We are not talking spiritual life. Spiritual life is opposed to sense gratification. It doesn't go together, you know. They go ill together, Prabhupada says. Sense gratification, self-realization go ill together, he says. Ill means they are opposite direction. It's like, you know, east and west. So even on material platform, on the platform of sense gratification, on the body, modern day people, they don't have sense gratification. Why? They are in ignorance. Ignorance is result of suffering is result of ignorance, it is. So by ignorance we will not get happiness, we will suffer. So therefore, because they are in ignorance, they give more importance to engineers. Prahlad, he said, Maya Sukaya Bharamud Bhavato Vimudan. Vimudan. Muda means foolish rascal, one who is in ignorance. Vimudan means special kind of ignorance. So he is foolish, more foolish. So these Vimudas, rascals and fools, they, for just illusory happiness, illusory, it's not actually happiness. Even on material platform, it is not actually happiness. Because they don't have good eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So for the sake of illusory happiness, they are making grand arrangement, big roads, big skyscraper buildings, and automobiles, unnecessary increasing the load, baramud bhavato vimudan. Someone who is carrying load, can he be free and happy? No. Unnecessarily carrying so much load, just for maya sukha. So why it is maya sukha, illusory it is? They thought that, oh, by driving vehicles we will become happy. But that driving vehicle gave so much trouble, it is coming. Recently in Delhi, two, three months back, Indian government and Delhi government was so much frustrated with automobiles, so much frustrated. Modi made rule, Prime Minister, all the ministers will not go in their cars, they will go in public vehicle. He made a separate bus for all the ministers, MPs. And he himself would go, because if everyone has a car, everyone drives a car, where is the space to drive the car? And that was not the reason. Space was one problem, is always a problem. There is no place to drive cars, traffic problem. But pollution level has increased so much. It is six times than normal, they say. But my question is, what is normal? Why there should be pollution at all, actually? You are calculating six times beyond normal. But why there should be pollution at all, actually? You can live happily like this. Good air you can breathe. You know, like here we are breathing good air. Right? So, that pollution, because of this pollution problem, and they made a rule that, you know, every day they will not drive, people will not be allowed to drive a car. One day, odd number cars will run. Odd number means you understand, no? One is a odd number, two is even number. So mathematics, you have to teach all this. They know all. So
at one place, if the number is odd, then the whole number is odd.
So 121 car number is there. DL Delhi 121. So that one day that will run, and next day 122 will run, like that. The otherwise they will not allow that car to run. In this way they made rule so that so lot of people stop driving cars so that pollution comes down, you know. So people previously thought that, oh, this car will give us happiness, driving car, we'll design car, we will make cars and it will give us happiness. But the result, it has become source of innumerable problems, source of miseries. So the very fact that we are increasing problems instead of reducing problems, that shows that we are in ignorance. We are not in knowledge. Knowledge means we should reduce problems and attain liberation and happiness. Become free from bondage. So whole humanity, modern humanity is completely entangled into cycle of problems and their so-called solutions, which become cause of so many other problems. This is all symptom of ignorance, it is. Completely ignorance. So therefore Bhagavad Gita gives practical knowledge also, not only spiritual knowledge, even practical knowledge also. So all living entities subsist on Anna, and we cannot produce Anna. How Anna comes? Food grains are produced by rain. Can you produce food grains in the laboratories, in the universities, in the banks, or in your companies, IT companies? Is it possible? Has anyone done that? They take food grains and they do processing, food process, that is called as food processing. You know, they make chocolates, they make biscuits, they make what is that, chips, they make nowadays lot of more things have come, so many things. What is that, Nestle, something, you know, new thing has come now. So many things have come. So they do food processing, but they cannot produce food grains. So Srila Prabhupada used to tell that communists, how they converted Christians into communism. So they would go to village and call all these Christians. Okay, come on, you go to church. In every village there would be a church, in especially Western countries. So you pray to your God, oh God, give us our daily bread. So then when people went inside church and came out, and communists would ask, did your God give you daily bread? Did you chapati, did they God give you? So when people said no, then you ask us, pray to us, oh communist friends, please give us our daily bread. And when, you know, these innocent people, when they prayed, oh communist brothers, please give us our daily bread, then truck load of bread would come, and they will distribute that. In this way they converted them to communism. They converted them to communism. But then Prabhupada says, these rascal communists, from where they made this bread, he says. Did they produce food grains in their factories? No. Food grains come from rain. You cannot manufacture food grains in the factories. So how rain comes? How rain comes? Here Lord Krishna says, by performing sacrifices. So we cannot bring rains. In between, they also tried to make artificial clouds. So we will throw some chemicals in the sky, and then the clouds will be formed, and then there will be rain. So they tried to do that, but it didn't work out. It didn't work out. Even if they become successful also, that will produce more other problems. And last year also there was a lot of heat waves all over the world. World was wrecked, havoc by heat waves. Right, in Telangana also. You were all in Kharumandre. So, lot of heat waves were hit. So in Canada, some scientists, they said, we will throw some chemicals and make the, you know, make environment clean, you know, cool, you know, like that. But so the side effects of that would be very dangerous. So even if they become successful in such attempts, just like what happened with automobiles, similarly, so they will create more problems. In this way, we see that we cannot produce rains. Is it possible that in laboratory or in universities they will mix H2O? According to them, water contains H, hydrogen, and oxygen, two molecules of hydrogen and one molecule of oxygen. So can you mix hydrogen and oxygen and combine and supply lots of water to, like, you know, in Hyderabad, some 80 lakh people must be there, 80 or 1 crore people, 1 crore. So 1 crore people must be there. And GHMC will mix all H2O and sand, even if the rain doesn't come also. So it will mix H2O and supply water to all the residents of Hyderabad. In most of the metropolitan cities, all over the world, there is water problem now. So can you solve this water problem by our scientific advancement and technological advancement? By mixing H2O, can you supply water? Is it possible? It's not possible. You have to depend on rain. We are dependent on rain. And rain comes from sacrifices. What is the meaning of sacrifice? Yajna. What is the meaning of yajna?
Four related principles and chanting of Hare Krishna
Mahamantra. No, I want definition of yajna. They are components of
anything done for the pleasure of Krishna.
So just for example, the residents of Hyderabad and Secunderabad, what they do? They pay tax to GHMC, right or not? Because GHMC supplies necessities, water. It is not the ultimate supplier. Ultimate supplier is Krishna. But they are mediators in between. So they arrange for water, electricity, right or not? GHMC means, you all know? Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation. Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation. They are supposed to supply electricity, water, and all the facilities to residents. And in turn, people, what they do? They pay tax to them. For water, this much money, bill, water bill, electricity bill. Here also you must have seen, no? Some people come to give electricity bill. Right or no? So, in this way, paying, you know, bill or whatever, you know, paying tax is called yajna. In other words, like, Lord and demigods are supplying all these necessities of life, food, grains, rain, heat, light, etc. Sun, moon, Indra, Chandra. To please them, we perform sacrifices, paying tax. Right? So, acknowledging the gifts of the Lord is called as sacrifice. So acknowledging the gifts of Lord and demigods is called as sacrifice, yajna. So that is the meaning of yajna. How we do that? Maybe chanting four regulative principles and all those. There are many things, many yajnas are there. And in the last line, Lord Krishna says, how yajna is performed? Yajna karma samudbhavaha. Yajna is performed by following karma. Karma means what? What is the meaning of karma?
Activity.
Any activity is karma? Yajna?
No. You ask karma. Karma means activity.
I am asking from this verse. If any activity becomes yajna, then I will become a bachara. So what is the verse? What is the, you know, translation? Yajna is born of prescribed duties, Prabhupada says. Prescribed duties. Following prescribed duties is called as karma. It is. What is the meaning of prescribed duties? Where you have heard this word prescription? Prescription? Where you have heard this word prescription?
Doctor,
you know, doctor gives prescription, no? What should be, what medicine we should take and all. So, our karma is prescribed duties means, our karma is given by Shastra according to our psychophysical nature. That is Varnashram Dharma. Dharma, karma, they are all equivalent. Guna karma, Varnashram Dharma is divided according to Guna karma Vibhagashaha. There also karma word comes, no? So prescribed duties means following Varnashram Dharma. So that is prescribed duty. That is karma. You don't do only chanting Hare Krishna whole day, right or not? Although Prabhupada also writes here in the next verse or previous next verse, he says, or previous verse, 13th chapter, 13th verse, he says Sankirtan Yajna. So in Kali Yuga, Sankirtan Yajna is prescribed. So Prabhupada also mentions here. But we don't do just Sankirtan Yajna. We eat also, right? In your life, you just chant Hare Krishna and follow four regulative principles? Right or not? You eat, you sleep. If prasadam is not there, we cannot do even sadhana also. Many people get married also. Right or not? If we are not eating, if we are not sleeping, we are not getting married, then there is no need of varnashrama. You can just chant Hare Krishna. Just sit peacefully in below a tree. Just go on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. They did that, Haridas Thakur and Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri, he had a system, Anayachita Vritti it is called as. Anayachita Vritti means he would not go to even beg food also. If the food comes, then only he will take, otherwise he will fast. Can you do that? Can you do that? No. So now to arrange food, and if you want to arrange for food, our sex life and our sleep, what is the system? That is karma here. That is dharma. That is varnashram dharma. Then only food will come. If varnashram dharma is not there, then there will be no food. Srila Prabhupada, he went to Moscow in 1972. And one day his secretary, he stayed there few days. His secretary, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, servant and secretary, he went out. Morning he went and evening he came back. Then Prabhupada asked him, where you had been? He said, I went to purchase some, you know, vegetables, fruits and milk, he said. Why so long? There was a long queue, he says. Why so late? When he asked Prabhupada, then Shyam Sundar Prabhu, he said that there was a long queue. Why there was a long queue? Because there is no vegetables, fruits available in Russia, you know. Milk available. You will get meat there, but you will not get food grains. Why? Because they don't follow Varnashram Dharma. If you do not follow Varnashram Dharma, there will be no food. Nowadays, many of our devotees in ISKCON, they say that Sankirtan Yajna, chanting 16 rounds, but they don't do that much only, no? If they only say, no need of Varnashrama, we don't need Varnashrama, then they should not eat food, they should not get married. Right or not? So, in this way, sometimes people may also argue that, oh no, China, there is no Varnashram there. They are producing so much grains like that. They may produce grains, but that will be just appear like grain, but actually it is not, it doesn't have that quality of grain. Because if there is no dharma, people will be greedy. For greedy for money, earning money, accumulating money. For that sake, they will produce grains in a wrong way, not in a dharmic way. So then everyone is interested in, everyone is greedy for money. So squeezing out money from each other. So farmer also what he does, he puts a lot of chemicals. Just for the sake of earning money, he will do that. But previously in Varnashram Dharma, people did all their karma as a sense of duty. This is my dharma, this is my karma, this is my duty, I have to do this. So they will not cheat people, there is no cheating there. So there is no question of cheating. So in this way, there will be no food grains. And the purpose of food, Prabhupada, later in 17th chapter, food means it should give us ayu sattva balarogya. It should give long duration of life. It should purify our mind and heart. It should give us physical strength and it should give us health. In 17th chapter, Lord Krishna says that. So, when Varnashrama is not there, that kind of food will not be there, which will satisfy all this, you know, criteria. So, anyway, coming to the point that along with chanting Hare Krishna, we should also follow Varnashram Dharma. Chanting Hare Krishna is the center, that Sankirtan Yajna is the center, but we should also follow Dharma along with that. We cannot be practicing Krishna consciousness on adharmic platform. That will not work. Then you will not get food. Right or not? That's why even devotees will also suffer. They will also suffer in the city. They will have to be awake in the night. They will not get good food. They will not get good family life. And we are seeing that practically now. In fact, they say that there is divorce, more divorce rate than among devotees than outsiders. So, if we do not have dharma, then this is what will happen. What is your chanting? What is the result of your chanting that you have more divorce rate than outsiders? What is the result of your four regulative principles? So, coming to the point, and another thing is, as long as we are in this kind of environment, where we are directly in touch with Krishna's nature, directly there is interaction with Krishna's nature. We are directly growing food and living on Krishna's nature. So, we will not be able to become fully theistic. Our atheism cannot be removed from our heart and we will not be able to fully surrender to Krishna. So, like I gave example, that communist, they did not understand, Prabhupada gave that. They did not understand that we are not producing grains in our factories. Grains are produced from Krishna's land and Krishna's rain. God is only giving that. We are not manufacturing grains. They did not realize that. Why? Because when people are living in everything man-made system, man-made cities, like, you know, Prabhupada used to quote that English poet Cowper. He said, countries are made by God and cities are made by man, he says. So Prabhupada used to quote, when everything is artificial, everything is man-made, then what happens? Our relation with Krishna, our relation with God, that how we are related to God, how we are dependent on God, that realization, understanding will not come. So, if you ask people in the city from where the milk comes, you know, they may say that, it comes from dairy, you know. So they will not, they don't know that it is comes from milk, from cows actually. So, from where food grains come? From supermarket. Supermarket. So we will not understand that how it is coming from Krishna, how it is coming from God. So therefore, ultimately, those who live in city, you cannot remove atheism from their heart, actually. And among six limbs of surrender, what is the message of Bhagavad Gita? What is the message of Bhagavad Gita? Sarva dharmam parityajya, mamekam sharanam raja. Surrender unto me, Krishna says. I will protect you all, he says. Don't fear, Krishna says. Prabhupada quoted this maximum times. What is the essence of his teaching? Surrender to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna, he says. So being in city, we will not be able to surrender to Krishna. Because why we will not be able to surrender to Krishna? What is the meaning of surrender? Anukullasya sankalpo pratikulasya varjanam rakshishyati iti vishwaso gotratve varnam tata atmanikshepa karpanyo shadvida sharanagati. These are six limbs of surrender. Accepting that which is favorable for devotional service. This kind of farm communities are more favorable for devotional service. You have constant association of devotees. You don't have to be with non-devotees, karmis. Like other day I asked one boy, one boy in the one of our devotee's son, I asked him. Then there was some big picture of some woman. I just asked, is it a Telugu actress? I asked. I just wanted to test whether this boy is watching movies or what. So then he said, he gave full report of who is she. Then I caught him. I said, look, you are watching, you know, television and cinema like that. I said, no, Prabhuji, I am not watching. But in the school, boys only discuss these things, he says. Who is the cinema? Which is new cinema? What are the new cinema? Which is cinema actress and all like that. So then I asked him, how you will remember Krishna at the time of death? If you are always hearing about some woman, some cinema actress, you will remember her. In the next life, you will become a woman or a cinema actress. Right? So in this way, you don't have to be with the materialistic people, association. If we are in this kind of setup among devotees. Pratikulasya and bad association, again and again it's so detrimental it is. Give it up. Rakshishyati iti vaso. Krishna will protect us. That kind of faith and conviction will come here. Because you will see that Krishna is supplying all our necessities. And goptrutve varnam tata, accepting Krishna as our maintainer, protector, maintainer, and dedicating everything for Krishna. So in this way we surrender. In city, we will never be able to fully surrender to Krishna. Because there our degree is maintaining us, job is maintaining us, boss is maintaining us, universities are maintaining us, IT companies are maintaining us, GHMC is maintaining us. So in this way we will not be able to fully surrender to Krishna in the city. So therefore, of course, for preachers and brahmacharis, they should also live like this to inspire others, sannyasis, brahmacharis, so to give association. Of course, another point is that just shifting to village will not justify our theism. Why? Because previously there was a philosophy of karma mimamsa. According to karma mimamsakas, karma is ultimate, everything. Even God is subject to karma. Unless we put grains, this activity of putting grains we do, God also will not supply grains like that, they say. You know, they will give a logic. This is traditional logic, it is. They say. It will not justify. But still, we are very close to God consciousness here. And as we go to urbanize, industrialize, urbanize everything, commercialize, globalize, and consumerism, we go far away from God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. So, therefore, Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, envisioned this kind of projects and communities where we can become more God conscious or Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sorry, I took 15 minutes more. Just one or two questions we can take. Any questions, comments?
Cities are not favorable for devotional service, but we can understand that in ancient days also, there were so many cities like Dwarka was a super city, and kings were pious kings, saintly kings were living in the cities, devotees were also living. And so, is it required that we need to be so averse to city life?
But Prabhupada, he said that there were not many cities, only Hastinapur and Dwarka was the main city, he said. And even then also there was Varnashrama there. So now the cities are demonic. There is difference between the qualities of city now and city in Vedic times. So modern day, completely demonic. There everything was centered around Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Vedic culture means centered around Lord Vishnu. There is lot of difference. And technology and all is demonic, it is. Engineering is demonic. Carpentry is not demonic, it is. So basically the center that I said. Any other questions? We should be averse. We should be averse to modern cities.
But if somehow we can keep Krishna in the center, then we can create a favorable environment to execute devotional service in cities also. Then what's the problem?
It will not happen because to do that you need varnashrama. If you want to change people mass in a mass scale, because nowadays we are pushing people to chant, but they are not able to chant it. So like now here, you know, we have this covered man Siddhalu, right or not? He is tending the cows. So his service, when we offer milk to Krishna, he is also rendering service. Some or other people can get connected, but writing program for mobile which will be used for watching pornography cannot be connected to Krishna, right or not? It will take away from Krishna. What?
The cities, engineers are making technology. Like they made aeroplanes and aeroplanes. By that help, we are able to reach all over the world. So how Krishna conscious movement would have spread without technology and cities? Now if we shut all the technology.
From 8 lakh years, there is intercontinental, even according to modern historians, intercontinental communication is there. It's not that only now we are able to travel. So ages together, people traveled all over the world. It's not a new thing. Okay?
So we have to revive the Vedic technology to communicate people.
Gradually it will, as we Prabhupada gave these farm communities as stepping stone for Varnashrama. Is a big thing, it is. Completely organizing the whole human society into Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra is a very big thing, it is. So we are, for next 100 years, 200 years, we will be in beginning stage only. To organize. It may change also, you know, suddenly if you have a king, one king, a kshatriya, he can change the whole thing quickly. So we don't know how it is, what is Krishna's plan. But as if now our acharya gave this farm communities as stepping stone for establishing Varnashrama. So farm communities are our beginning stage they are. Even if successful farm we have established, that is also beginning only. It's not like we have achieved ultimate for, you know, what we want to do, establishing Varnashrama. So gradually that will happen once. So first Brahmana should be there. So those preachers who always live in the city, they are not Brahmanas actually. Surprised? Surprised? Controversial statement.
But suppose we are trying to bring city people into Varnashrama, into farm. But gradually, I suppose, won't this make India vulnerable to foreign attacks? Because they have to give up all kinds of this.
No. Kings from India control the whole world actually. And it is not that technological weapons came now only. Even ancient times also, if you read Krishna book, Bhagavatam, you will see that demons are using all kinds of illusory techniques of fighting. And Vedic Kshatriyas tackled them. They had such power to tackle them. Like Indrajit is in Ramayana, we see that. He is using all illusory, you know, techniques of fighting. Lakshmana ultimately tackled it, right?
But now is it possible to revive those archery techniques and skills?
That's why you need Brahmanas to do that. You have to, otherwise you cannot establish Varnashrama.
Yes, that is required.
So, that's why Mahashucha Krishna says, no? He will protect, Krishna will protect us if you follow his system, right? Any other questions? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.